Welcome to the Pep Talk Podcast, the podcast where we specialize in real talk that fuels your motivation. Get ready for a dose of positivity as we share empowering stories, offer encouraging insights, and deliver the pep talks you need to tackle life's challenges. I'm your host, Nina Hoskovy, and together we'll embark on a journey to boost your confidence, ignite your passions, and make each day a little brighter. Let's dive into the world of inspiration because you need a pep talk that leaves you ready to conquer the world. If you want the fastest, easiest way to improve your life, it's taking responsibility for your own bullshit. Unfortunately, personal responsibility and accountability are not cool things right now in our culture. But the best part is, once you develop those habits of taking responsibility and taking accountability for your own behavior or your own attitudes and the circumstances that your life is in right now, that is where confidence comes from. That is truly where you get the empowerment that you need in order to do the things that you want to do. It's not the government's fault. It's not your parents' fault. It's not your coworkers' fault. Look at your behaviors. Look at your actions. What role are you playing in it? Let me give you an example from my own life. I recently changed my migraine medication and I had a really horrible reaction. But I also needed to take a look at what I was doing in my own life and where I had let my habits slip in terms of the things that I need to do in order to stay on top of my migraines. Taking this pill is not the end-all be-all to my health. There are other things that I need to do, including watching my diet, going to the gym regularly, making sure that I'm getting enough sleep, taking my supplements, making sure that I'm taking my migraine medication on its regular schedule. And the very basic things I was getting lazy on. I wasn't packing my lunch and being responsible because it's easier to go to the cafe at my office and pick up whatever they have in the snack section or whatever looks good in the lunch line. They have a really great cafe in my office building, actually. Compared to other places that I have worked, it is great. But that's neither here nor there. That temptation kept me locked in a cycle where I was eating unhealthy foods that do not support my health in the way that I particularly need to manage my condition. That's not a reflection of them. That's a reflection of me. I'm the one making the choice to go eat the unhealthy foods that do not align with my condition. They're not required to cater to my individual health needs with the food that they make, but I can take back control of what I'm putting into my body and make sure that it does align with my health goals and managing my conditions so that I'm not in this situation where I feel like crap all the time and then I don't want to go to the gym and then I'm not sleeping well because I'm waking up in the middle of the night. See how it spirals really quickly when you start looking at your own behaviors and your own situation and how you got there. This isn't a value judgment. We've talked about this before. This is not good or bad. This is data. This is how did we get from point A to point B? I have no value judgment toward myself about this behavior. This behavior is neither good nor bad. It's just the behavior that I've been engaging in, and it's right now my baseline. So if I want these results to continue the way that they have been, where I'm getting migraines monthly again, where I'm debilitated to the point where I can't keep down food or I'm stuck in bed all day and not able to do the things that I want to do, that's not how I want my life to continue. So I need to make a change to the behaviors associated with that outcome. See how unsexy personal responsibility is? It's about to get even less sexy because my biggest pet peeve right now, and this is how this podcast got brought up, somebody came for, why do I care about my job? Let me say that again. Why do I care about performing well at my job? Listen to that. Let that sink in. Somebody criticized me because I actually give a damn about work. I like having my bills paid. I like having disposable income to go shopping when I want to go out with the girls when I want to travel, to do the things that I like to do. Hey, to take care of my health in the way that I expect myself to take care of my health. Guess what? My bills get paid because I do the work. I have to care about my job, not just because it pays my bills, but also because I take a certain amount of pride in the work that I do and what I put forward. So that kind of slap in the face for something that's so fundamental to a lot of people's lives just showed me how out of touch with reality this person was. This person, what? Do they expect their bills to be paid by the tooth fairy? Do they get left stacks of money on their front porch? If that's what it is, good for them. I don't know how they got that situation, but it must be nice to be them. That's not the reality for everybody else. The reason I have so much confidence around my life and the lifestyle that I live is that I'm the one providing for it. So once you take responsibility and you start seeing where you can take back a little bit of control or a little bit of self-respect, honestly, that's what this is about. It's about having enough respect for yourself to hold yourself to high standards. And more frequently than not, I'm seeing, especially with this younger generation, and I know that it's popular to shit on younger generations and say, oh, they just have all these problems and they have no work ethic and this, that, and the other. But really, truly, from my experience, this generation is lacking in hard work. That's not true across the board. Please do not come at me with, I know this kid who paid for blah, blah, blah. Listen, that's great. That's not the trend that I'm seeing. The trend that I'm seeing, unfortunately, is spoiled, entitled brats who expect you to pick up the check and take care of their lives and not take responsibility for their own behavior. There was a moment very early on in my young career, mind you, I was not being paid well at this point. I was working three jobs, I was freelancing, I was hustling my ass off to make ends meet. And I came home to my little one-bedroom apartment and the lights were off and I was exhausted. But it suddenly dawned on me as I was standing there in my apartment that this was mine, that no one could take it away from me because I was the one who was in charge. I was the one paying the bills. The name on the lease was me. And I guess this is my question for Gen Z that no one can really answer just yet, but I'm still going to ask it. How will they ever know whether or not they can stand on their own two feet when they have to do it? Because inevitably, life comes for us, whether it's medical bills or losing your job or your parents pass away and it turns out there's not as much money left as you thought there was. At some point, you have to know that you can figure it out for yourself. And if you have never had that experience when you're older and your spouse who paid for everything passes away or leaves, unfortunately, that does happen, that is reality. It's always better to know going into it that if something bad happens, I can figure it out. If something bad happens, I've done it before, I can do it again. There's something very satisfying that I don't think you can get any other way by knowing that you can take care of yourself if something happens, by knowing that you can provide for yourself. And that the things that you have are the things that you have earned. So if you're part of that generation, the easiest way for you to stand out right now is to take responsibility, is to admit when you messed up something and you need to make a correction. It is to say, these are my standards and this is what I hold myself to, and I am going to hold myself accountable to that day in, day out. I said this in the last episode when we were talking about New Year's resolutions. This isn't about shaming anybody. This isn't about telling people what they are doing wrong. This is about empowering you to do the things that you want to do. When you think about your ideal life or your ideal day, sitting around miserable because you can't do the things that you want to do is not anybody's dream life. Sitting around unable to pay for the things that you want to buy, unable to participate in the things that you want to participate in, that's no way to live life, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I have had a lot of health struggles, and so I fully understand what it's like to be in a situation that you can't control and have to react to it. So when I'm talking about taking personal responsibility, I'm talking about taking responsibility for the things that you can control. We can't control elections. We can't control what the economy does, or whether there's a war overseas, or whether our coworker is in a bad mood, or if our neighbor is causing trouble. But we can control our reactions to them, and we can control how we go about our life in order to mitigate those circumstances. So yes, there are going to be external factors that will impact you that you can't necessarily avoid or even really take responsibility for. I can't take responsibility for horrible weather that is delaying a shipment that I'm waiting for, but I can take responsibility for the fact that I procrastinated in ordering this thing, and now I'm scrambling because shipments are delayed by 2 or 3 days because of the weather. See how this adds up? See how this kind of snowballs, where if you're willing to take responsibility in the little things, then those little things start to add up to the bigger habits. When I'm talking about not ordering something in time and now it's delayed, that's a reflection of my schedule. That's a reflection of my priorities. That's a reflection of whether or not I'm showing up for myself in the way that I need to show up for myself. So if I can take responsibility for the fact that I didn't do this one small action, ordering something when I should have, then I'm able to take responsibility for the larger thing, which is, let's say, my time management or ignoring my to-do list. Personal responsibility really is the least sexy thing to be talking about, but if you want all the sexy things, if you want the fabulous body and the cool cars and the wonderful wardrobe that's all designer everything and it fits just so and you can jet set around the world, if that's the life that you want, at some point, in order to create that and in order to make that sustainable, you have to take personal responsibility for your bullshit. Even if that's not the life that you want, if your version of a sexy life is going out into the woods and buying 40 acres of land and going off the grid, that's great too. We can't necessarily guarantee the exact outcome. I can't tell you that if you take personal responsibility for your finances, that will automatically make you a millionaire. But I can tell you that if you take personal responsibility for your finances, you're going to be in a better position than you were right now, than you were before you felt empowered, before you felt like you could be confident with your finances and your skill set. So it's not necessarily about the ultimate outcome or being able to guarantee a specific outcome. It's about guaranteeing that you have the skill set to get yourself there. Okay. If you made it this far, you are a champion, first of all, because this is not an easy subject. Like I said, it's not sexy, it's not popular, it's not the trendy thing to be talking about right now. So if you made it this far, congratulations, because you are a badass. And if you made it this far, I want you to go to the Pep Talk Podcast Instagram and comment on this episode's post and tell me what your favorite kind of cookie is. And if you don't like cookies, I don't know if we can be friends, but maybe put your favorite type of cake. And if you've made it this far and you go and you comment your favorite type of cookie or cake on the Pep Talk Podcast Instagram, I will make that for myself, not for you. Well, maybe for you, depending on who you are. So let's see what happens. But again, if you made it this far, congratulations, because you are going to be a total badass. Thank you for joining us on this empowering journey of self-discovery and motivation. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue receiving doses of inspiration, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Miss Nina H for exclusive video content. Dive deeper into the world of positivity and encouragement by following us on Instagram at Miss Nina H or Pep Talk Pod. Remember, your support fuels our mission to spread positivity far and wide. Hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, and share your favorite moments with your friends. Let's create a community that uplifts and empowers each other. Stay connected for upcoming episodes filled with pep talks, insightful interviews, and stories that resonate with your journey. Your presence makes this podcast thrive, and we can't wait to share more uplifting moments with you. Until next time, keep shining, keep growing, and never forget that you're capable of achieving greatness. Subscribe, follow, and let's continue this journey together. Until next time.